This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing to do today and any day. Just call me up about whatever it is that's on your mind. People sometimes say, well, I don't know what you're talking about today, but we never know what we're going to be talking about today because partially it's caller-driven. Partially we take emails. Manny, I want you to know, because you were fussing at me that I hadn't taken a bunch of emails recently, that we did a bunch yesterday, and we were going to try and do a bunch again today, so I get caught up. I take your admonition seriously. But, Manny, I do need to warn you that today is Happy National Everything You Do Is Right Day. So that means one of us... I suppose everything...
Well, you just said it. Everything I do is right, so...
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. It's also National Freedom of Information Day, so I'm going to tell you that he's doing everything right. And it's also National Kick Butt Day, which means, I don't know what that means. I think if you're already, everything you do is right, that there's no need to kick butt. Is there, Aunt Manny? I mean, you're the expert.
That means,
maybe.
That means today's show is going to kick butt.
I love that interpretation. That's a fantastic interpretation. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, do you want to be part of the kick butt day or do you want, never mind. That's the only option here. Today is the day in 1958 that Ford produced its 50 millionth automobile, the T-Bird. I love the T-Bird. The T-Bird, they reissued it, what, about 10 years ago, and it wasn't nearly as sexy. But and when I knew T-Birds, they were already old cars. But they were muscle cars. They were great. That Ford was averaging 1 million cars a year since the company's founding.
Hmm.
That's amazing, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a gold record.
Yeah.
And it costs a little bit more than an LP.
Yeah.
Nobody even knows what LPs are anymore. Except they're coming back, too. In related news, in 1968, GM produced its 100 millionth automobile, the Oldsmobile Toronado. A lot of car news. And in 1985, AP newsman Terry Anderson was taken hostage in Beirut. He was released on December 14th, 1991. I interviewed the hostages that were taken under Jimmy Carter. And I've never forgotten that I was in Boston at the time, and one of them was in Boston, and I interviewed him. And he was in captivity for, like, what was it, 100 days or something? I mean, it was like 3 years, 3 or 4 years. Hmm. And the thing that I was most fascinated by is he said what he did. He said he wasn't treated that badly. At the beginning, it was really scary, and I think he did talk about there were beatings and people yelling, but then he said that they got to know the captors, and it was sort of, but he said it was incredibly boring. They wouldn't let him have anything to read. They wouldn't let him have anything to write. There was, of course, no television and newspapers. And what he said he did to preserve his sanity, and you can see why I'd never forgotten it. He said he designed rooms in houses. And I don't think he was an architect to begin with. I think it was something he'd always wanted to do. And so when he was in captivity, he would design houses and all the rooms, and he would furnish them all in his head because he wasn't allowed paper and pencil. And I thought, that's a resilient soul. I mean, to sort of keep your act together by doing something that was that specific. He said when he would finish one house, he'd just begin with another. And he all the rooms, all the furnishings, and the knives and forks in the kitchen, and isn't that resilient? I mean, there's something about, I mean, it's sort of the best and the worst of human behavior. That human beings would lock each other up, and take away rights from one another based on politics or religion or whatever. But that somehow the response to that was not being hateful. And he was actually he wasn't an embittered man at all. It was a really fascinating kind of thing, and that's what he did to keep himself alert and sane and whatever. So that was kind of cool. Do you think it's kind of cool?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I think I would try to figure out pi to 400 digits or something. Math is kind of my default position. When I can't sleep at night, I'll do numbers. What do you do when you can't sleep at night? Read. You know, that'd be a good question for Facebook, don't you think? What do you do when you can't sleep at night?
Sure, yeah. A lot of times I do the complete counterproductive thing of turning on the TV.
But that doesn't help you to sleep, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's the problem.
Yeah, and it turns out that the light in television and on our smartphones and things like that is kind of our thyroid in general.
Yeah, it's what keeps you awake anyway, right?
Yeah, it's phototropic. So what it does is it jazzes up your thyroid, which will keep you awake a little bit longer. And the blue light in particular is particularly seductive to our thyroid, so... Let's put it up on Facebook and we can talk more about it if people respond. Lately, people have been really very responsive to Facebook questions, huh? And the goofier, the better. we had a great time with middle names. This is one of those news stories that at first blush really seems kind of cool and then isn't, but then I went back to thinking it was cool. The Alabama Senate has approved replacing marriage licenses with contracts, which on the face of it, sounds kind of cool, right? Except it turns out that the reason they're doing it is because they don't want to give licenses to same-sex couples. So it's really an egregious reason. But, I mean, the idea being that the state, I mean, regardless of their reason, I think it's the right answer for the wrong reason. Why should the state determine that you can have a license? And what you do is you just register that you're married. So it's a contract. So, I mean, I think it's, in some bizarre way, brilliant. Why should the state be determining a license?
Right.
So it hasn't gone to the Senate, or it went to the Senate, it hasn't gone to the House of Representatives yet. But it's. I think it's the right reason, or the right answer for the wrong reason. We'll see. I'd put it up on Facebook, except I think it's a yes or no, and we never put yes or no up. The kind of cool story of the day is... that a homeless man in Orange County nabbed two escapees, called the cops, and he got a $100,000 reward. Isn't that cool?
That's a heck of a payout. Good for him.
Yeah. $100,000. Well, it turns out, they'd escaped from jail, but still. I love that story. Hopefully, he gets himself a house and a job and doesn't fritter it away. Hopefully, he gets some help about that. I love that story. I hope we can follow up on it. And would you buy a Cuban cigar? You don't smoke cigars or anything like that, do you?
I do not, no.
I think cigars are just one more way for people to be obnoxious to one another. They just smell terrible. I know someone's going to tell me that they're fantastic. Freud died of throat and jaw cancer because of cigars. But you're going to be able to bring them home from Cuba. That's my project for next year, to get the government... I mean, Americans can now go, but it's very expensive. You have to go under the auspices of an educational program or something, which is bizarre. I mean, it's bogus. It's just a way of going. But I would really like to go to Cuba. But I'd like to see the real Cuba before it changes. And everybody that I know has gone who said it's very cool, but it's a very poor country. It's one of those things that tourism will be a huge boon to Cuba. And I have a friend who actually wrote his master's dissertation on what tourism would do for Cuba. And there's also kind of an upsetting story. I don't know, I think it's sort of upsetting, except, again, it's one of those stories that has kind of a twist to it. The teacher was being forced to resign after standing up for a separation of church and state. What happened during Black History Month is that they had, in a middle school, they had a program, an assembly, where they enacted various scenes from Black history. But then they had a church choir who did gospel singing. And I personally love gospel singing, but the teacher's point was that it turned something that was secular into something religious. And he said kids could leave if they wanted to, and now they're threatening to fire him, but the kids are supporting him. So, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Folks, a couple things. You're always, the preferred method of getting in touch, as far as we're concerned, is always the phone, because then I can ask questions and we get to talk, and it's just a little bit more in-depth. Second is probably emails, which, and as Manny's pointed out, I will get caught up on emails. The Facebook is fine, except if you're going to answer on Facebook, give me as much detail as you can, all right? I know that there's a tendency when you're typing to kind of abbreviate everything, but the more information, the better, especially from my point of view. All right, so I thought we would talk about today. This came up because I was whining about having gone to, I went to Shake Shack and was waiting for a table, and somebody, I'd been waiting a while, and there was a couple who were sitting in a booth, and I was just standing there, and I didn't want to hover. I mean, they're allowed to take as much time as they want. And but I'd been sitting there for quite some time, because you also have to wait for your meal, so it wasn't odious. It was just a while. And I must admit, I'm not the world's most patient waiter. And they left, and I got out of their way so they could get past me, and this woman swooped in and like a parking spot and took the booth. And I said, I've been standing here waiting for 15 minutes. And she said, well, you weren't standing right. She had some kind of bogus thing. And, I mean, my first thought was to say, you know, really? But, I mean, she was just so unpleasant. And she was with somebody else, a guy who looked abashed, but he didn't say anything. And so my thought was, although I did not say it aloud, because she's the kind of person who'd probably punch me out. I mean, she's really obnoxious. And all I could think of is something terrible is going to happen to you in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to be directly attributable to this because karma's a boomerang. And so I just thought it, and, you know, as you bring into being by thinking them. So my other sort of favorite swear is your mother wears combat boots and grows rutabaga under the front porch, which I didn't say either. So, but it did give me the notion, see, silver lining, to ask people what their favorite curse for people are upset. But you can't use four-letter words, all right? No. And no adding ing on the end of them either, all right? You get the point that no swearing on the program. All right, so Manny, do you have a favorite non-swear swear?
Yeah, it's, it's, jeez.
jeez. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
And the funny thing is the first one here that I'm, that I'm looking at is, jeez, from Beverly. And the funny thing is, what makes it even funnier is, in parentheses, she goes, yes, I am from Minnesota.
So, oh, no. So it's, yeah. it's a Minnesota thing?
I think it is kind of a Minnesota thing. Because I've never, I mean, I know other people who have said it too.
But well, I know people who take the what that's an abbreviation for and take the Lord's name in vain. And, yeah. You know, but I don't think I've ever heard the, oh, geez, but that's... So that's a Minnesota kind of clean up your act. We're not worried about getting struck by lightning, but we want you to know we're upset kind
right.
of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's good. I mean, we have some regional differences. It's like soda and pop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Yeah. Cause,
all right. Fair enough.
I think
enough.
It's like us and like the Dakotas. I think we're the only ones in the.
The Dakotas do it as well.
They call it pop. Yeah.
Oh, you mean pop? I thought we were back to oh, geez.
Oh,
geez. Oh, geez. All right. So pop soda. Let's see. I think California may refer to it as pop. Some places refer to it as cola, which or Coke as just a generic thing, like Kleenex is a generic term for tissue, even though it's not.
Right.
It's
yeah.
a brand name. Hmm. All right. Let's see what other. So this project today is dedicated to helping everybody to increase their flamboyant ability to swear without being incredibly offensive. That's my public service to the world today.
Loretta says, dang it.
Okay.
It's quite the common one as well. Catherine.
Rats. I do rats.
Yeah. Catherine says, bless, and her brothers.
Bless, and her brothers?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that one. Have you?
I've never heard that either, no.
Bless, and her brothers. It kind of has a certain ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Although, I think for my taste, if it were going to be bless, and her brothers, I would make it bless Crest or something in her brothers. I would have a second word rather than two blesses. But I suppose the bless is the point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say bless Elizabeth or Beth, here's one, bless Beth. But that's going to get your tongue all in a wrangle there. All right. Bless and her brothers. See if I can remember that. All right, keep going.
Catherine says reject.
Or reject. Yeah, that one, she's saying reject. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Kate says jerk, and she also says, or my kids are child of God.
That's a curse? My children, say that again, my children are...
Or my kids are child of God.
My kids are child of God. I don't get why that would be a curse.
Not sure either. Interesting.
Okay, yeah. We're into a whole different kind of landscape here. All right, keep going.
Jessica says, son of a biscuit.
That's cute. I like that one. Although, man, you got to be really careful about that one.
Oh, yeah. Jessica says, putz.
I think that's... I'm going to tell you this story. When I first came to New York, I was on the air overnight, and I learned the hard way that there are certain words that in certain parts of the country are considered perfectly okay, and in New York are considered not okay. And some of them, one of them sort of rhymes with duck. It's not the one you think it is. It's S-C-H, and I thought it was a perfectly okay word, and it's not. I think putz may be one of those words that you're not supposed to use as well. I think it has different meanings in different parts of the world. But, you know, I couldn't swear to it. I just remember thinking that anything that started with S-C-H-M you should not ever say on the air. But it was a hard-learned lesson because I didn't know. And when you hear the program director sweep running down the hall in the middle of the night, you know you're in trouble. All right, keep going. I'm not sure that the P word is okay, but maybe someone will tell us. But I don't think I'm going to use it. But keep going. Maybe she lives in part of the world where it's more acceptable or not. I could be wrong.
Marie says beans.
Beans, yeah.
Mary says knucklehead.
Knucklehead, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Some of these are a little obscure, but nevertheless, I'm looking for one that sort of says, you know, your mother wears combat boots and grows rutabaga, but maybe not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was, it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, Call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Erin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling about a resolution, conflict kind of between me and my dad.
Okay.
His name is Mike.
Okay. How old are you, Erin?
11.
Okay. And how old is dad? Do we know?
51.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters do you have, Erin?
Only one sister.
Okay, and how old's your sister?
15.
Okay. Your mom and dad have been married before? Have either been married before?
They've both been married before.
Okay.
Now Mike, he's not my real dad.
He's your stepdad.
Yeah.
Okay. How long has Dad and your mom been married? Have Mike and your mom been married?
About 2.5 years.
Okay. All right. What's the problem that you have with Mike?
Now, I see all these other people on the block who are getting way better, treated than me.
Give me an example of something that you do that he thinks he's not being fair to you.
Well, When I come home from school, the first thing that I have to do is my homework.
Okay.
Then I have to do my chores.
Okay.
And then from Monday to Friday, I can't go over to my friend's houses or anything.
Why not?
He says it's an education night or something.
What does your mom say about all this?
She doesn't really say anything. She just stands by.
Okay. I don't know that this is a very good time, Aaron, to go to your to Mike and say, hey, I listened to Dr. Brown on the radio, and she says your job should be to be a good host and a good friend,
no,
not a father.
No, I'm not going to say that.
No, I don't think it's a very good idea. I think it's going to get you'll be sent to your room till you're 40. All right, so let's figure out how to negotiate this. What would you like? What would you like to be able to visit your friends during the week?
Yeah, and I would like to kind of get treated like normally.
No, you can't do that, Aaron. If you say, I want to be treated normally, normal may be, this may be normal as far as he's concerned. Normal doesn't mean too many different things to too many people. We have to talk specifically about behavior. Let me ask you a couple more questions. How do you do in school?
Good.
Okay, do you make mostly A's?
I was an honor student last year.
Okay, how are you doing so far this year?
Well, it's kind of been a big drop for me. I think that, you know, it's just too much for me to handle, which is why I'm kind of, losing focus. And
okay, well, but, Aaron, that may be part of the problem. Your stepfather, Mike, may be looking at you and saying, Aaron is really smart, and last year everything was okay, and this year not so okay, so what I'm going to do is not let Aaron visit friends. And so, I think the deal you need to make with Mike is, before we go to Mike, tell me about school. What are your grades like so far in school?
I got one or two A's last semester.
Okay.
Couple, about five or six B's, and the rest, were kind of C pluses and stuff.
Okay, and you've probably never gotten a C plus before in your whole life, huh?
No, not really.
Okay, now did you move into middle school last year? Is that part of it, or this year?
No.
All right. So what make things so much harder this year?
I just kind of think that all this stuff is beginning to be too much for me.
Well, what would you like if you were in charge? What would you do? Would you drop a class? Would you not be in advanced placement? Do you have extracurricular activities? Tell me where the problem is.
Okay, when I have to do all these stuff, these things, and I really don't get treated very fairly.
Aaron, that's not where we're going right now. You've already said that hobby horse. I didn't buy it. It's not that I disagree. I don't think that's where we start. Let's start with school. If you were making straight A's, then you could go to Mike and say, look, I'm making straight A's. I'm getting all my homework done. I'm around the house, and I'd like to be able to visit my friends until 8:30, two nights a week. You and I could help negotiate that. You're not making straight A's. Last year, you had really good grades. This year, your grades are, you got a B-minus average, and you're a kid who's always eaten up the grades. You've always done really well. So saying, it's Mike not being fair to me, I think Mike is wrong, but that's not the issue. I'm not concerned about Mike right now. I'm concerned about you. Let's figure out what the problem is about school. Why are you feeling so overwhelmed about school? Would you like to take one less advanced course? What would you like?
I don't live in the U.S. I don't go to middle school. I go to elementary.
Okay, so you're going into what, sixth grade?
Am in sixth grade.
All right. So did you change schools?
No.
Okay, so let's figure out what was going on at school. Why were you having such a difficult time this year?
Well, it's just, in everything, because, I'm starting to get kind of lazy, because...
Why?
It's kind of working, kind of. When you go to work and you get paid or something, if you don't pay, you don't get paid, you don't really bother going to work.
So you're feeling that what course are you doing well in?
Math and science.
Okay, so it's English and geography that you're having a hard time in?
Yeah.
Tell me, what's the problem about English?
It's not really the problem about the school. It's the problem being kind of a bit lazy.
Well, what does that mean? How did you do in English last year?
I did really well.
Okay. So do you not like the teacher this year?
Oh, no. She's okay.
Do you like the material?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you reading the are you doing your homework?
Yeah.
So when you say lazy, what does that mean?
Well, it's kind of you don't really get started on work for a little while. And you don't really go to the top, like the top effort.
Okay. How about if we did an experiment? Are you in school this week?
No.
All right. So when would be the next time you could call me?
Summer.
Okay.
Break.
All right. How about you can email me? All right. You can email me at drjoy.com. All right?
Okay.
You have a computer, right?
No, I go to the library.
Okay. Well, that's okay. All right. I'll tell you what I want. This is the experiment. What I want you to do is pretend that for this week, your entire career, your entire life, whether you go to heaven or hell, Aaron, is dependent on how hard you work this week, all right? And I want you, this isn't, we're not going to tell your parents this, you don't have to tell your teachers this, just between you and me, all right?
Okay.
I want you to pretend that this is, it's like the finals, it's like the Super Bowl, it's like the Kentucky Derby, it's like the Belmont for the Triple Crown, it's everything, all
like
rolled
you
in
mean,
one.
So this week work at the top?
At the very top, and I want you to come home, and I want you to get a quick snack, and I want you to sit down, and I want you to work on your stuff, and I want you to do the hardest you can do, all right? And then on Friday, over the weekend, I want you to email me at drjoy.com, and let
okay.
me tell you how it's working, all right? Because, Aaron, if it's working, if somehow, one of two things will happen. If when you sit down and you come home right from school and you don't watch any television and you don't do any email and you don't IM any of your friends, you just sit down and you start working and you do fabulous. And as you say, it's like when you go to work and no one's paying you. But you know what? This is like going to work and everybody's paying you. Everybody's paying you. Going, whoa, look at Aaron. That's fabulous. Let's see how it goes. All right. Now, one of two things will happen. Either you're going to work really hard and everybody's going to notice and you're going to be a hero, or you're going to really try.
Okay.
You're really going to do it, and something's going to get in the way. And you're going to have to be a really good reporter to tell me what happens, why you can't do it. All right? Because
okay.
either of which will learn a lot. Fair enough?
Okay.
You got it? You understand the experiment?
Yeah. Now your email is Dr.
Just DRJ. No, not Brown. Just DRJOY.
DR. No dot.
No dot.
No space.
No space.
Joy.
J-O-Y dot com.
.com.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I want to hear from you. So I have the email in my hand by Monday, all right?
Okay.
But you get it. Work, and this isn't about anybody else. It's not about school. It's not about Mike. It's not about your mom. It's about, this is the Aaron Super Bowl. To take all the chips, to go home the champion. And let's see how you do. All right?
Okay.
All right. You know, it's incredibly valuable to know what your best is. It doesn't mean that you have to do your best every day, because no one does their best every day. You'd be exhausted if you did your best every day. But you can do, you need to know, I mean, Erin obviously knows what her least is, right? She knows what she can get away with. But that's different than knowing what your very, very best is. And it's valuable to know that. It's valuable to have at least experienced it so you know, right? Because once you know, then you know. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Are we talking about, essentially, we're talking about kind of cussing somebody out without using the obvious swear words and using nothing that would get you your mouth washed out with soap by your mom. So you have to be a little more inventive and a little more creative. Let's see what, and so people, geez, seems to be about as harsh as it gets in Minnesota. I guess you guys have harsh winters, so you don't have to do harsh swearing. But yeah. All right, let's see what else we got.
Doug says, you are a very small person.
That's the, that's kind of, yeah. That's kind of like, that looks like, well, I'm not going to say it. Well, now that I have to, I suppose it's certainly one of the put downs of, well, if a guy exposes himself, somebody taught me this years ago, they said, wow, that looks just like a penis, only smaller. You like that one? Well, come on, let's like at least entertain Manny.
Oh, yeah.
You like that one, huh?
That's pretty good, yeah.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do if some guy exposes himself. You know, just zip him up. They're one or the other.
Oh, okay. I got to compose myself. That was funny.
Right. Well, I got him, folks. So yeah. That was, and I wasn't trying to get you. I'm glad I entertained you.
Mary says flipping.
Flipping?
Yeah. I've heard that before. It's kind of a substitute for, you know, the other word that begins.
Yeah.
With F.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Brits use it, I think, a lot. Like in we would use the F bomb as something is something F bombing dumb that they would use flipping for exactly the same reason.
Darlene has another word that begins with the letter F. Hers is frig.
Yeah, frigging, same thing, same derivative. Got to be awfully careful on those, folks.
Laura says, my husband is a teacher, as am I, and when something goes wrong like that at the school, he says, oh, crabapple.
That's pretty good, but again, that one you have to be really careful about as well. Remember in Christmas Story where the kid is holding the nuts and bolts for the changing the tire, and he drops them, and he swears, and the entire family sort of, well, I mean, of course, the father's been swearing at his boiler the entire time, but nevertheless, all right, so, you have to be, with those substitutions, you have to be really careful.
Dana says, ay caramba.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the old
Bart Simpson. I think Simpson, that was Desi Arnaz, wasn't it?
Well, I remember Bart Simpson has used it.
Yeah, but I think he got it from Desi Arnaz.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Stephanie says friggin'. We did that one already.
Yeah.
Mark says... we'll hop over that one. I'll consult with you during the next break.
About whether we can really say that on the air, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aurora says hot fudge.
Yep. Well, hot damn is something that I've used too. That's a southern thing.
Margaret says God bless you.
As a swear?
I guess so, yeah.
You know, that one might actually work. I was just thinking about context for that. And somebody who's just done something really terrible and saying, it's kind of like stupid and cheerful, right?
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
That requires a certain amount of control, I suppose, as much as anything else.
Susan says bonehead.
Bonehead's not bad. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Leah says moron.
Yeah, moron's an old-fashioned word that sort of fell out of favor, didn't it? Maybe we should bring it back. You moron? I don't know.
Sarah says idiot.
Yeah, that falls right into the moron category, doesn't it?
Connie says, I just want to throw rocks through their windows. Never have, but it's my dream.
So she doesn't say anything. She just thinks about throwing rocks.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Let's see. Jerry's next, and she says, seriously?
Yeah, that was with this woman. I was saying, really? You know, you're really going to do this? And she was.
Antonio has a couple.
Oh, good.
Ratchet.
Ratchet?
Yep. And peasant.
Peasant's good. I like that one.
Yeah. And another one, he had one more. It says basically.
Well, I got so much grief for saying basically. I don't know. Basic? I don't understand exactly how that would work, but okay, basic. Basic. Oh, I don't know.
Adeline says stupid.
Yeah, stupid, moron, and idiot sort of seem to me to fall more or less in the same category.
Yeah. Kelly says really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with that one. That was mine. Of, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that kind of falls in the same category.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. June says cow for female, and houseplant, referring to IQ, for a male.
That, I kind of like that one.
Stephanie says...
Or that you have the same IQ as room temperature or tuna fish.
Stephanie says chucklehead.
Chucklehead is kind of seems to be very similar to knucklehead, so
yeah.
I'm on board with that. That's okay.
Kathy says silly.
Silly. Yeah. That's kind of stupid and cheerful, I guess, isn't it? You
yeah.
silly goose, you.
Becca says stinker.
Yeah, stinker's an old-fashioned word. I haven't heard that in years, but maybe we should revive it. Stinker, yeah. Pond scum is always good, too. No one's brought up pond scum.
Jen says ish.
Ick.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah, I've heard and used that myself before.
Really? So. Oh, yeah. Is that another Minnesota thing?
Well, it's what it is it's kind of like the reverse way of saying the other word.
The poop word.
Yeah.
Then why wouldn't you say tish?
I don't know. It's kind of what it is it's like if you listen to a song that has that word in it, and a lot of times if that song's being played on the radio, what they'll do is to edit it out, they'll like put it in reverse. So when it comes out as ish. So if somebody wants to say the actual bad word, they'll substitute it with ish.
That I've said poopy head in my day. We'll come back. Listen, no one else may be entertained today, but Manny likes today's program. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.